I shrieked, running from the horny horde of monsters. I was way over my head this time. I assumed it would be a simple mission to quell the area of monster men. How wrong I was. Someone please help me! I ran as hard as I could, my ass jiggling in front of the lust-crazed monsters as I could hear their dicks slapping hard against their thighs. I ran and ran, but unfortunately I tripped on a root and fell flat on my face. I felt one of the beasts grab my leg, dragging me away. No, no, please let me go! I thrashed hard in its grip, but to no avail, as a human slayer threw me towards the drooling horde. I fell in the middle of the pack and looked up in shock as their cocks were already hard and erect. I screamed as my clothes were ripped off piece by piece, leaving only my nude body in front of the monsters who were eager to dominate every single hole. The first monster was the shortest of the group with a spiked red dick. He placed his nasty-smelling cock against my mouth and seized the top of my head, grasping my scalp in his massive, rugged palm, pressing me forcefully against his cock. I tried to gasp, but my mouth was already stretching ludicrously wide around the brute's monster cock. No, get it away! I don't want... My pleas for mercy were cut off as the cock was violently shoved into my mouth, already going straight down my dry throat. I could feel my throat bulging, moving up and down as the beast battered my throat with his pillar-shaped rod. Soon my eyes teared as I felt the cock go past my lungs. It wormed its way down my belly, packing inwards by the bone-crushing impact of the giant's dick. I could only cry muffled wails and brace myself for whatever came next. Soon enough, being rocked back and forth like a toy, I felt my asshole twitch violently. Tears ran down my face as I felt a pain rush through my body as the monster's cock heaved its way through my pucker and his spiked head emerged out of my anus. My whole body has a cock right through it! Then the beast began to fuck me all the way through, using both ends of my body as a squelching, living cock sleeve. My mind was on the verge of blacking out, but if my leaking cunt was any indication, my body was enjoying every abusive thrust. The beast kept using my throat as if I was nothing but a living onahole until his cock began to throb, sending vibrations throughout my entire gullet. Then my eyes widened as I felt him orgasm and shoot straight through my body. A moment later, his load erupted into the air, firing several meters across while I continued to twitch and gargle around his buckling cock cannon. Soon his cock shrunk, and he yanked me out from his shaft and flung me down to the wet grass, not without filling my bowels with his jizz first. I gasped, and then vomited out the cum from my stomach, with my ass spewing out the beast's seed as well. I coughed, and I hacked, my face red as my pussy juices ran down my thighs. I licked my lips, tasting the cum I just vomited. Oh! Oh, God! I rubbed my belly gingerly, feeling nauseous. Suddenly, I was lifted up by two large hands as I looked back to see a green monster grinning at my body. I looked right at him and was lowered onto his cock as I let out a moan, feeling my ass swallow up his thick cock without any resistance. Stop it! Stop it, please! I screamed. Regardless of my pleas, I felt the bulge course through my stomach. Another thick cock was traveling up my raped stomach again. I was continuously being lowered onto the striped cock until I felt a swelling in my throat. As soon as it found my throat, the tip of the cock busted out of my mouth. I was once again being used as an onahole, but this time I was starting to feel good. It wasn't right, feeling pleasure from being used in such an offensive manner, but I couldn't deny how amazing it felt being a worthless cock sleeve. The striped monster let out a booming laugh as it kept pounding my throat, slamming my hips against my ass while his balls were slapping against my soaked pussy. If this kept going, I knew my ass was not going back to normal anytime soon. But I couldn't care less. I didn't want to stop being raped and used as a fuck toy. I wanted more, and as I submitted myself to each and every second, I hated myself for it. My mind was snapped back into reality as the striped monster then shot a fat load directly up in the air, making a big cum puddle on and around the grass. Then, as he pulled out from my throat and my ass, the bulge traveling downwards from my body, the rush of fresh air started to make me cough. Please! My body can't take any more, I moaned, but the words were hollow to them. The same monster then pressed his snout to my ass and began to lick the inside of my butthole, my tongue scraping at my walls. I cooed as I felt that damn tongue scrape out traces of its cum from within. Soon after it licked me clean, I gasped as the tongue left my ass and I flopped onto the ground. My body was so tired. It hurt to move as my holes were twitching like crazy. I then felt something wrap itself around my legs, only to see tentacles move up my thighs and onto my breast. Struggling against their grasp, I noticed the tentacles were coming from a new monster, a pink monster with 40 eyes looming over the other monsters surrounding me, with tentacles as thick as small tree trunks. The tentacles only squeezed harder in response, causing me to naturally moan. I flinched as the tentacles on my breast began to probe my nipples.
Wait! Not my breast! They're sensitive!
To no use. The tentacles transformed into suckers and clamped themselves on my nipples and began suckling on them.
Oh!
The pleasure emanating from my tits was unforgettable. As embarrassed as I was getting off from this, and I didn't care how humiliated I looked. I loved being a stupid, worthless fuckhole. The tentacle monster brought out a small tentacle and wrapped itself around my little pink nubs and rubbed against it, causing me to shiver and moan. My body tensed up as I came onto the grass, my pussy dripping out droplets of my love juice. I felt the tentacles probing my ass. I let out a cry as the two tentacles entered my front and back doors, burrowing deep inside my throat. The big one on my ass started to pour out some sort of lotion-like substance, making my body feel numb as it kept digging its way in. I could feel, once again, a bulge in my gut as I clenched my teeth, knowing my body was going to be this beast's plaything. I screamed as that damn tentacle plunged more in depth into my loose ass, burrowing itself deep within my tunnels. I felt my insides churn up as my tormentor pounded and moved upwards, making the bulge outside my belly thrash around in various spots. I kept thinking that this thing would be the death of me. I was going to go out being raped by monsters. I gagged as the tentacles reached my throat, making its way upward. The tentacles began to speed up, fucking my holes stupid like the two beasts did before. My body jerked as the tentacles felt like this time they were fucking my soul all the way through. My tongue brushed against the slimy tentacles each time it thrust out of my mouth. Soon, it receded back down my throat and went into my belly. I then felt liquid being poured within my stomach. Was it pumping that lotion again? I watched in horror as my belly grew bigger and bigger and bigger.
My stomach! I gasped. Go slower!
I winced in pain as my belly jiggled about, the liquid sloshing around inside my stomach.
If you don't, I'll...
I ended my sentence, not wanting to finish it, hoping it wouldn't happen. But I secretly wanted to be filled by the horny beast, even if it makes me pop. I groaned as the monster pulled out its tentacles from my asshole and suddenly felt the need to relieve my bowels as a thick jet of thick lotion-like liquid blasted from my ass and landed onto the ground, lewd noises echoing from my ass. I felt my stomach go back to its average size as the lotion petal grew bigger and bigger, a strong, sweet smell emerging from my gaping anus. Somehow the lotion was turning on my destroyed body as my pussy was aching to be fucked already. Then I found myself splashing onto the puddle, my backside touching the slick lotion as I rolled around.
Ah! Ah!
I moaned softly as I struggled to stand, a blush decorating my face.
She's ready,
someone from the crowd said. Right after, the monsters roared in unison. I was then grabbed by the giant humanoid monster of the group, his skin gold and blue and his cock the shape of horses. I spat a thick glob of saliva at my pussy, and he began to insert a thick finger into it. I moaned as my cunt was being forced open once and invaded by a long finger.
So thick,
I gasped, lust in my voice. A second finger then entered my overly abused asshole, causing my head to spin. Suddenly, I felt the fingers pull from my loosened holes and watched as the horseman stroked his cock. He pushed me down to the wet grass and spread my weak legs apart. As he laid his cock between my butt cheeks in a doggy-style position, I knew what was coming. I didn't want to fight back.
Yes!
I said at him as his hands squeezed my hips as he was hot-dogging my ass cheeks. I could feel his hyper-cock throb between them as his pre-cum started covering my ass with the stuff. Without a second thought, I yelled at him to do the unthinkable to me.
Please destroy my pussy, sir. I want to be a worthless hole for monsters. Turn me into your personal fuck slave for the rest of my life.
All the monsters began to laugh at me. They won. I lost. But I didn't give a single shit. I wanted to be a cock slave for them. That's what girls are meant to become, so I accepted it right there and then. The horseman removed his cock and shook out some more pre-cum onto my ass. Then I felt that thing slowly enter my tight cunt as it felt like it was ripping apart my walls. A low chuckle sounded from the horseman and he grabbed my waist. Manipulating me like a doll, I huffed and puffed for air, unable to contain my excitement anymore. As the beast started to push into me, he was stretching my slim pussy lips outward. I cried out in a shrill squeal, my tight body gasping around his monster cock. I began thrashing, leaning back against him as my legs slowly bent and my flat belly bulged around his meat. Soon he was lodged halfway inside, driving a bulge almost to my breast, and my eyes began rolling all the way back into my head. My mouth hung open in a drooling ahiago. That was it. All I could do was gurgle pitifully, mind broken by the horse cock, unable to speak or protest as he began to drive into me and back and forth like a toy, only using me for pleasure. I could only gargle as the belly bulge lurching up and down between my naked tits. I grasped the bulge tenderly, but I couldn't hold on for long. The pleasure ripped away my ability to resist, and instead I simply moaned, desperate for more, orgasms wrenching through my body one after another. He finally fully inserted his cock into my destroyed pussy, his pulsating cock throbbing against my ruined walls. I felt drool running out of my mouth, the building lust overwhelming my common senses. "Please," I murmured. "Please don't stop." He sped up gradually, his balls jostling back and forth over his thighs as he bucked his hips and squeezed my fragile body against him. I could only think of coming as his glands bashed against my cervix and into my womb, making my swollen tummy ripple and wobble with each harsh impact against my ruined pussy. Soon the massive brute was thrusting with all his might, sending his balls cascading into my bulging belly. I could only hear the sounds of clop, clop, clop against my flesh. I repeatedly came over several minutes, my eyes rolling back further with each stressful orgasm, unable to believe the bliss I was feeling. The gooey schlops of his cock wrecked my pussy were only broken by his heaving groans. Now even the brute was struggling to hold himself together. I didn't want him to come. I loved this feeling of uselessness and I wanted it to last forever. Holding on to my life was impossible when I found myself being lifted by my pussy on the horseman's cock. In a haze of pleasure, I found myself suckling on a new cock. This cock was black and white like a zebra. The black and white monster was pulling me up by my hair and clearly wanted to finish me off. He then made me retch while he jammed every last inch of his fuck pillar into my open gullet. He started stampeding my throat with savage thrust, and I was on the verge of passing out. The combined assault on my pussy with the anatomy-destroying monster cock made my mind break apart. I didn't have any energy to try and resist. I let my limbs dangle with the motions of two cocks raping my holes. I was done for. But I didn't care. I was gagging on horse cock that wormed its way up my throat and emerged from my anus once more. The two horsemen were fucking my whole body. They kept thrusting their cocks in the same irregular manner, slowly pulling out and quickly entering in. On one occasion, the one behind me smacked my butt cheeks like a bongo drum, enjoying the sudden clamping that the body was having a hold on his dick. I was in heaven. This was my place now, among the beasts that wanted to conquer my holes. I deserved to be a living onahole, no matter how wrong it seemed. It felt just right. Then they roared. And the last thing I remember was that my belly lurched and gurgled as it was flooded with hot, potent horse semen. My womb was bloating far beyond its regular dimensions. I doubted there was any way back from this, but at the moment, I was blissful. I didn't mind if I could ever take another cock again. I was experiencing the most ferocious climax of my entire life, and nothing in the world existed but myself and my beastly lovers. Soon, I couldn't sense the pressure anymore, and my eyes rolled all the way back, showing nothing but tear-drenched whites. I pulled out with an ahiago smile on my face. Good end. As my eyes adjusted to my surroundings, I found myself in a ditch covered in dirt.
I was cold and naked. I felt my back in immense pain, and as I gathered myself, my holes were still gaping and burning. However, there was no sight of the monsters. Was it possible they used me so much they got bored of me? Regardless, I was okay to stand up and walk away. I was alive, but I needed help before it got dark. I just hope that someone will be able to assist a useless hole like me.
Bad end.
As my eyes adjusted to my surroundings, I found myself in chains with a massive black horsecock speared out from my mouth. I was in no state to talk, as the cock could only make me gargle. I was coated in sweat and spit and cum, twitching faintly as I hit another orgasm. I heard the horse that held me all the way through talk in an unknown language. He seemed pleased, almost as if I was a gift from the beast that destroyed me. Yes, this was my life now. I'd been reduced to nothing but an ona hole, doomed to serve my body to huge hyper-beast cocks. I was happy to become a stupid cocksleeve and sex-breeding slave for monsters. I let another wave of pleasure wash over me as I blacked out once again.